This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials say they're still trying to learn more about two American veterans captured by Russian forces while fighting with the Ukrainians. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports. Meanwhile, villagers in the northeastern Bangladesh are crowding makeshift refugees centers and scrambling to meet the boats and with the food and more, as well as fresh water, as massive floods have killed dozens of people and displaced hundreds of thousands there. And in neighboring India continue to wreak havoc. Authorities in India's Assam state reported 10 new flood-related deaths and say nearly a quarter million people are in emergency relief camps. Concerns are growing about getting food and fresh water to millions of people cut off by the floods and of an increase in waterborne diseases. An Israeli cabinet minister says that the country's outgoing coalition government will fast-track a bill this week to dissolve parliament, setting up the country for its fifth election in years. The welfare minister told Israeli public broadcaster Khan on Tuesday that the coalition would bring the bill to a preliminary vote the following day. The Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said on Monday that he would disband his alliance of eight diverse parties and send the country to the polls. New elections, the country's fifth in over 3 years, are likely to be scheduled for October and raise the possibility that longtime leader Benjamin Netanyahu, now opposition leader, will stage a comeback. This is VOA News. A group of former leaders of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, say that guerrilla organization was responsible for war crimes, including the kidnapping of thousands of civilians for ransom and also holding the politicians as hostages for several years in the hopes of exchanging them for imprisoned rebels. The former FARC leaders admitted their role in these crimes during a hearing held by the Special Jurisdiction for Peace Tribunal created following a 2016 peace deal between the FARC rebels and the Colombian government. El Salvador's Congress voted on Tuesday to extend for a third time the state of exception that has suspended some fundamental rights and led to the arrest of more than 41,000 people during the past 3 months. The government says the extraordinary powers are necessary to confront the powerful street gangs that control neighborhoods, extorting and driving people from their homes. The president, Nayib Bukele, first requested the state of exception in late March, a day after gangs killed 62 people, and shattering one of the president's most touted achievements. That's a dramatic decrease in the murders. The proposal passed with votes from 67 of the 84 lawmakers in the unicameral Legislative Assembly. While the proposal was debated, the president said on Twitter that construction had started on a massive new prison there. Civil trial jurors have found that Bill Cosby sexually abused a 16-year-old girl at the Playboy Mansion in 1975. The Los Angeles County jury delivered the verdict on Tuesday in favor of Judy Huth, who is now 64, and awarded her $500,000. The jury's decision is a major legal defeat for the 84-year-old Cosby. It comes nearly a year after his Pennsylvania criminal conviction for sexual assault was thrown out and was freed from prison. Cosby did not attend the Los Angeles trial. He has repeatedly denied Huth's allegations that he forced her to perform a sex act at the mansion. Recapping our top stories, U.S. officials say that they're still trying to learn more about two American veterans captured by Russian forces while fighting with the Ukrainians. And villagers in northeastern Bangladesh continue to crowd makeshift refugee centers and scramble to meet boats arriving with food and fresh water as massive floods, which have killed dozens of people and displaced thousands there, and in neighboring India, continue to wreak havoc. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.